But over at the Art Institute of Chicago, more than 100 docents were fired because they were not sufficiently diverse. Although in Chicago, diversity means getting the right mix of people who've been shot and people who haven't. Volunteers were fired because they were too white. And that's got to hurt, being fired as a volunteer. You can't even collect unemployment. In your face, white privilege. But I'm all for it. I can't tell you how many times I thought, you know, I need a museum tour guide who looks just like me. I mean, I really feel marginalized. Where are they? It's a struggle for me. So here's another example in which bozos adopt the rhetoric of inclusion to exclude others. I mean, these are experienced people who donated time and money to educate the public, and they're going to be hard to replace. And why? Let's be honest. Who does all the volunteering? I'll give you a hint. You won't find them at a Jay-Z concert or at a NASCAR race. No, it's mostly upper-middle-class white women named Melinda and Dorothy who have time on their hands since Harry and Leo passed away years ago. Picture Janet Yellen, but with a woman's haircut. Men only volunteer when there's a gun to their head, probably because they held a gun to someone's head, meaning it's community service. And I tell you, picking up trash along a highway is no way to spend 5 Saturdays. I never should have murdered that weatherman. But if you tell me to bring an umbrella and it doesn't rain, there is a price to be paid. So diversity quotas end up harming those it's supposed to help. It's adopted the rhetoric of equity in exchange for competence. It's about making yourself feel better instead of making things better. It's like scratching a rash instead of applying the ointment. God, I hope it's just a rash. As the Wall Street Journal writes, civic institutions have always relied on the volunteer work of women with enough public spirit to donate their time and money, and we'll miss them when they're gone.